Welcome to episode 183 of Teetotigawa Bookmakers at teetotigawabookmakers.podbean.com. Thank you very much for dropping by. You are probably wondering what I have been doing in the last week, and let me tell you what I have been doing. It is somewhat exciting for me, I don't know about for you, but I'm almost finished casing in three books, Calvado, The Priests of Hiroshima, and The Venetian Slime Woman. And I just have to put in the end papers and I'll be finished. The covers are finished. Pictures are up at teetotigawabookmakers.podbean.com. And they will probably appear sometime soon on my Facebook page at facebook.com/teetotigawa. So I've been working on that. And the reason I say that is simultaneously of making those three books, sewing them, putting on the mall, whatnot, I was also filming it. So some of it will be up on YouTube, I hope, in the future. When it is up on the YouTube, I will inform you so that you can not only listen to the podcast, but you can now see some of the things I've been doing with the podcast, with the books, the actual books. And at the same time, I told you, I believe last week, that I wanted to make some ebooks. So I have been making some ebooks. I have not been making some ebooks. I've been attempting to make one ebook, which I will talk to more about that in the future. Later in this podcast. Something that you might be interested in. I hope you're interested in. I have no idea. However, it's going to be fun and free. So what I did is I made an ebook on InDesign, or I attempted to. I'm trying to get, chapters to start on the right side of the page, halfway down. I have to insert some page breaks and stuff like that. It's been a learning experience, but I think I'm getting pretty close to what I want. And getting pretty close to what I want is not exactly getting what I want. So I'm going to show you what I did with one story. Now, the ebook I was making is six short stories. Most, there's reality and some fantasy. Some fantasy, but not Harry Potter fantasy. Some, now it's maybe even magical realism, but I'm not sure. But it's it goes off on a little tangents of not exactly what you see on a daily basis as you commute to work. So anyway, one of the stories in that book is called In a Quiet Little Bar on the Coast. In a quiet little bar on the coast, a man shows up in a bar and he's selling something and he manages to get people to look at what he's selling. And then there's a little twist, and then a man shows up in a bar selling something, and he gets people interested in what he's selling. Yes, it's sort of cyclical like that. A little circle of life type. Not circle of life. Well, you have to read it. And you can read it because I am going to put that short story up on iBooks for free, which saves me having to buy ISBN for a short story. But it also affords you the ability to download it and read it for free. It's not very long. Let me check. Hold on a second. In the iBooks world, it is only 9 pages. It's a 9-page short story. It is the first short story in the book I am making of short stories. The book, the ebook, is called The Merchant of Venus and Other Stories, and this is the first one. And in a quiet little bar on the coast. So please enjoy if you would like to look at that. And you may. It's on iBooks under In a Quiet Little Bar on the Coast. Fiction, I believe. So that's what I've been doing. I am casing in some books, three. I am making an ebook, attempting to make an ebook. And I have made an ebook that I am putting on iBooks for your pleasure. If there's a problem with it, I would like you to email me at the end of the short story. You'll see my email. If there's a problem, please email me. And if there's a problem with the email is teetotigawa dot bookmakers@gmail.com. So that's what I've been doing thus far. And in this week, I have made you a book, a short story, a 9-page short story. There are more coming. I will probably put all 6 on iBooks before I put the actual collection up. This is a way of me practicing and of you enjoying. So, thank you very much for listening, and I hope to see you again next time. Bye.